What is going on, my favorite people, my fellow quarantine-ees, my shelterers in place? What is up? It is Nicole, and we are here together again in the endless day of days, just doing our best to make meaning out of it. And this is my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain, so welcome. So happy to have you here. Happy podcast day if you are listening to this on Friday, and happy any day that you are finding yourself here with us together, finding our way in this crazy journey of our lives. So, where do I want to begin today? First of all, I want to say that I hope you are finding as much joy as possible in your moments. I was thinking today as I was watching a little bit of the news, I just watch a little bit of the news every morning, that it's incredibly diverse, the different experiences we are having in this quarantine. Because if you have young children and you're not working right now, not working out of the house, there's that experience of like being with our kids and being in that frustration and that daily challenge. And if you're a healthcare provider, you have that incredible stress and that emotional strain of being in the space of the front lines and really being in this. And if you are someone working from home, you have that transition that you've had to make between, you know, whatever your life used to be and what your life is now, and whatever Zoom meetings you have to be on, and you know, how it might make you feel better or not to actually get into real clothes, put shoes on, you know, try to show up as your best self. So there's that experience. There's people who are living on their own, completely on their own, who are, you know, getting used to the fact that they don't have that kind of daily physical interaction with people. So we're all experiencing this so differently. But what's striking to me is that no matter how we're experiencing this, what we are invited into is such a deeper, more personal experience of our own lives that we can live on the surface of our lives, you know, normally when we have so many play dates and drop-offs and work meetings and you have to meet your trainer at the gym or you have to, you know, have this obligation or that, or you have to go shopping or, you know, whatever it is. There's just not much of that available to us anymore. So we're sitting here in this intimate space of our own lives, whatever they are, whatever beauty and pain we have lived in and created, all the enormous possibility for joy and dipping into those moments of real connection and all the excruciating pain of being a human being. We're just right here for all of it in a way that I think is very, very amplified right now. So just welcome to it. You know, I'll tell you, for me, I'm, you know, sort of feeling guilty sometimes about how much I'm enjoying it, just because I make my days in a different fashion than I did before. I prioritize wellness in a way I didn't give myself permission to before. So, you know, I might spend the first half of my day after I get my imperative work done, exercising, meditating, journaling, cooking something I like to eat. You know, this is not, I did not give myself that amount of space before, and so I'm enjoying it. But then there's also a part where it's very unmooring to be in such a space of uncertainty. And of course, uncertainty is analogous to anxiety for many people. So much going on for all of us. So wherever this meets you, I just want to say hello. Good morning, good evening, good night. I love you. I'm here with you. We're all doing this together. And also, how unique that as a globe, we are legitimately doing something together. You know, it's just not lost on me that that is an unusual situation. And in some ways, we should honor that. One of the things I've been doing, and a lot of you guys have been taking advantage, I've been doing these virtual mini retreats. And if you are someone who hasn't yet gotten a chance to take advantage, I'm offering more all the time. They sell out within the day every time, so I have none to advertise right now, but I will be offering more. So just go join my Journal Speak community. Type in Journal Speak with Nicole Sachs, LCSW on Facebook. It's a private group. Join the group. I announce everything there first. Also, Follow me on Instagram at njsachs. I'm doing a lot of announcing there and more on that to come in a minute. And also on my website, thecureforchronicpain.com, you can go to the retreats tab or the resources tab, and there's more information on everything. But the reason I'm bringing up my virtual mini retreats is I've been doing them, and in every single retreat, there have been at least 5 countries represented. And that is just, I just can't tell you how much it makes my heart swell to know that we are in, you know, I always say I want to build a global community. We literally are in this Cure for Chronic Pain Journal Speak community. We are a global community, guys, and we're working together and we're supporting each other. And it's a freaking beautiful thing. It stuns me into gratitude and I love it. And so welcome. Welcome to all of you who are new and welcome back to all of you who come every week to spend time with me. I appreciate you all. So what else can I tell you? Well, I do want to say that I have decided to get a little bit more bare on social media. I have not technically been a huge fan of social media. I use it because I know it is the most effective way to get into contact with people and to allow myself to spread my message, but I've always been a little conflicted about social media because I don't ever want to be seen as like a sellout and, oh, I'm here. I'm just trying to be on the stage and look at me. You know, that's old shit from my childhood, you know, not wanting to be seen, but desperate to be seen, all that stuff. So I've decided no more. I'm not living in my old stories of deficit and lack and, you know, nobody cares. And I want all of you guys to know that that is a struggle for me. And I hope that if that is a struggle for you, you can come on this journey to set yourself free from that because it's just so unnecessary. If you show up authentically as you, you are always welcome. There will always be people who see you. And don't we all just want to be seen? So I've decided to launch a new series, and this is great news for all of you if you're looking for more content from me, because I know that I have a lot of fans of this podcast who write me lovely, incredible notes and DMs and comment on my Facebook page and on my Instagram that they're appreciating it. Well, this is more. I'm offering more free content. So please, even if you don't have an Instagram account and you think Instagram is BS and you don't want to be involved in it, it's actually really great. I've really been getting so much benefit from being there for myself, you know, following my personal heroes and then being able to share information with you. So sign up for Instagram, get an account, and follow me at njsachs, NJSACHS. And what you will find there is I have this new series called I Am Evidence. And I Am Evidence is my effort to show up on a near daily basis and carry whatever message that I am witnessing being lived through me in my own life that's healing me in an effort to also share that healing with you. So I Am Evidence. So, I mean, where can we begin? Why am I the original evidence of this work? Because when I was 19, I was diagnosed with a spinal condition and told I would never have biological children, travel, exercise, be a regular person in this world. And I have defied every single one of those odds in stunning fashion as a result of my connection with Dr. John Sarno, doing his work, being his colleague, taking his patients, speaking with him at NYU, and all the things that have happened to me since. I am evidence that the mind-body medicine work that I teach and that I have done has handed me a life of limitless possibilities. So I'm evidence of that just at the beginning of the conversation. But there's so much more that I am evidence of. In my spiritual journey, in my emotional journey, in my relentless passion to continue to uncover my emotions and to live out loud, I invite you to be your own evidence. And that's what the series is about. The series is an IGTV, which is Instagram TV, which means that even though an Instagram post only lets you post 1 minute of video, you'll see that it's once you listen. So all you have to do is go to my regular profile at NJ Sachs and you can watch the video of the day. And then you'll see after about 60 seconds of it, you'll get a little bar and it'll just say click here to keep watching on IGTV. And then the whole thing can go up to 15 minutes every day. I learned the hard way on my third day that 15 minutes is the cutoff. So I made like a 17-minute video and you only get 15 minutes of it. But, you know, live and learn. So I'm going to be there and I'm going to be there a lot. You know, I decided that I have to pick just a small amount of real venues to spread my message because I don't have the personal energy to be doing the same thing in 10 different platforms. And obviously that's not wise. So for me right now, it's this podcast. It's my Instagram profile at NJ Sachs with my new IGTV series, I Am Evidence, and the other things I post on Instagram. And it's my Journal Speak community, Journal Speak with Nicole Sachs on Facebook. So if you are in that trifecta of groups, you are getting the best of what I have to offer. And it is all free. It is all free. Share the knowledge, share the love, tag other people in the posts, share the posts. Come on, guys. Like, I don't want to get super heavy about personal responsibility, but I just need to tell you from my heart, this is in each of our hands in order to spread this message of healing. Because as I say to you often, this is a bottom-up spread of this incredible transformative healing. It will never come from the top. It will never come from the Western medical model, the surgical model, the big pharma model. Nobody makes tremendous money out of each person knowing that they are empowered to heal themselves. That power is for you. That healing is for you. And if each of us little yous goes out there and takes and spreads that message and carries the message, we create a global community of healing and of healers. And it's freaking awesome. So I need you to do that. That's how you pay me back. For all this free content, all you have to do is carry the message. All you have to do is help someone else. Send them to this work and show them that it's an option for them. And listen, not everyone's going to pick it up, but my goal is that everyone in the global community knows it's an option for them. Once they know it's an option, if they don't pick it up, I totally, with my heart, don't mind. I just want people to know it's available. So one thing that, so as I've said, I put it all out there on Instagram and a lot of people have been writing me back comments. And one of the things that people are saying a lot, oh, there's a phone. Hold on, let's silence it. All right, let's see if that worked. One of the things that people are saying a lot is, Nicole, I am struggling with the journaling. Why journaling? Why do I have to do this? You know, isn't there another way? And I know that, you know, sometimes I even feel too simplistic to limit my work, even in the most basic way, to journal speak and to, you know, oh, Nicole says journal and your chronic pain will go away. Like I judge myself sometimes thinking, is it too simplistic? But, you know, I was listening to Brené Brown's new podcast, Unlocking Us, which is a fantastic podcast. And she was talking to Dr. Mark Brackett, who is this emotions researcher, who's incredible. His message is really awesome. And I recommend the podcast. And she was talking about feeling our feelings. And at one point in the conversation, he said something along the lines of, well, she said, what about people that think they're just fine? What about people that think they're just fine and they're doing well? And I just, you know, a person might say, I just don't feel things very deeply. I just am not a person who feels a lot of things. And what Dr. Brackett said in his wisdom was, well, there's no such thing as an unfelt feeling because you're going to feel it somewhere. And I'm like, you should have seen my face as I'm listening to this. I'm like, yes, come on, take it there. And he said, sometimes you're going to feel it in your stomach. Sometimes you're going to feel it in your lower back. And I'm like, yes, yes. I'm like so excited. You should have seen me. I'm having a little party with myself. And then Brené takes the baton and she takes it the next step. And she says, yes, I always say, and she says something like, you know, emotions that are unfelt become malignant in us. And I'm cheering now. I'm like, say it. And she said, could you talk more about that? to him. And I don't think he was avoiding the question by any means. I just think the conversation just kind of veered in a different direction, an equally important but a different direction. And it was never really discussed more deeply than that. And of course, you know, my first reaction is, Brené, ask me. But, you know, that will come in time. But more importantly for me talking to you today, what it made me realize was, in the conversation of unfelt emotions, why do I get so just passionate about the concept that journal speak is the answer? And so I'm really thinking about this, and I'm like, how can I communicate it to people? And here is the answer. If you are looking for the most effective way out of a problematic situation, sometimes you must be willing to suffer a little bit to be uncomfortable in its effectiveness. You know, it's like when we go to the gym and we're like, I hate this. I don't feel comfortable while my muscles are aching and while I'm sweating and while I feel weak and shaky. Right, but exercise is the most effective way to get a healthier body, you know, in the sense of a physical body. I mean, you know, I don't need to get so deeply into it. It's the typical conflict over exercise. It's uncomfortable. You know, the whole point of having ripped muscles in that sort of vernacular is your muscles literally have to rip in order to form those boxes and things that people want. You know, you may be a person that that's important to, you may not, but you kind of can't argue with the reality that if you quote unquote suffer in that way, your body will change in the way that you're looking for it to change on some level. And so, you know, when I think about the most effective way to feel our feelings, to discuss what Dr. Brené Brown and Dr. Mark Brackett were discussing on that podcast, journal speak is just the most effective way. I just need to say it. I know you resist it. I know you think it's lame. I know you constantly, people are emailing me and DMing me and saying, can I just think it? Why can't I just think it? Can't I just maybe talk out loud? You could, and anything is better than nothing. So please know I'm not shaming anyone. But what I'm saying is, I know it's hard and I know you don't want to do it. But a 20-minute journal speak practice followed by 10 minutes of meditation slows down your thoughts long enough for you to somehow put them down on some piece of proverbial paper, whether it's pen to paper or fingers to keyboard or fingers to phone. It makes you slow. And in that slowness, in that sort of spreading out of the thought, if you can just picture almost like my daughter's made homemade dough the other day, and like taking that ball of dough and just taking your fingers in your hands and spreading your arms apart as you watch that big ball of something become this sort of thin line. We're making so much space to feel things, right? Dr. Brené Brown is saying unfelt emotions become malignant. Right. We don't want malignancy in our body in any fashion. So how is that most actively and successfully felt? So it's not malignant. How? You take that ball of your everyday thinking, your unfelt stuff from childhood, your triggers from today that keep bringing you back to your unfelt stuff from childhood, your personality, which is constantly telling you what a failure and a screw up and a disappointment you are. And we take that ball of dough and we're going to just gently squeeze and pull. We're going to take the time it takes for that unraveling of that, of the just the physical act of having to write something down. And it is going to avail you of many, many beautiful awakenings, beautiful moments of feeling things that you could not possibly feel when your brain is going at Mach speed and your nervous system in that Mach speed is constantly protecting you. Picture your nervous system as like a ninja warrior that has a shield, nunchucks, a knife, you know, a machete, whatever, okay? And so your brain is going at a billion miles an hour, and then that ninja is standing in front of that thought process, and every time a real difficult feeling starts to rise, it's like boom, 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 boom. It's just, it's knocking him out. However, if everything gets slowed down and we move that whole process to like slow motion, as the emotions come up, that ninja, That ninja, believe the emotions never go into slow motion, because when we're writing, we're feeling, we're almost feeling so much it's hard to get the words out. But that ninja is in slow motion when we're writing. It cannot knock the feeling out quick enough before you get a sense of it. Now, you might be listening to this and saying, that sounds awful. I don't want to feel those yucky things. And I say, yes, exactly. That does sound awful, which is why you resist journaling. But what I want to tell you is, it is the only way to not become malignant. It's the only way. It's the only way. I love you so much. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to tell you to do something that I wouldn't want to do, and I don't want to do it. So it's a really hard message for me to say, do it anyway. Call up my favorite Glennon Doyle and to ask her, and she would tell you, we can do hard things. We must do hard things. We must do hard things because hard work leads to results. And as Rumi says, the answer to the pain is in the pain. And if the answer is in there, the only choice we have, if we would like to unlock the key to the jails of our own permission, then we need to feel what is in there. And journaling just happens to be, journal speak as I teach it. You know, if you don't know about my work, go to thecureforchronicpain.com, go to the resources tab, check out everything I do. Much of it is free to understand what it means when I say journal speak, because it is a very specific way of communicating. And it is, if done properly, incredibly, incredibly effective. You know, I've been getting up every morning doing my silent meditation practice, as you guys hear about ad nauseum for me, and then sitting immediately in my 20 minutes of journal speak. And I got to tell you, now I know I usually say journal speak then meditate, because that for new people, it's really important to sit in that 10 minutes of loving kindness meditation and just bring connection and compassion to the fact that in your journal speak, sometimes you have to say really, really ugly stuff, because that's the point. It's the inner child. It's the five-year-old inside having a full-on tantrum. So we must be able to allow ourselves that freedom. Having said that, I've been doing this for 150 years. And so I have created a morning routine for myself that I must begin with my 30 minutes of silent meditation, just because it brings me into a space of tremendous personal awakening. And that's where I am right now. But having said that, I've been doing it every morning in this quarantine. And it's just, what's amazing is sometimes in the middle of it, I want to speak to the time of 20 minutes, because people are writing this to me too about, can I just do 10 minutes, or, you know, why 20 minutes? So I'm going to speak to that. So what'll happen is sometimes in my journal speak, about 12 to 14 minutes into it, I will hit this interesting sort of emotional and mental wall, where I feel like this is pointless, I'm not getting anywhere, this is probably stupid, you know, I'm not feeling things deeply enough, or whatever might just gently rise. And the fact that I am going to, no matter what I feel or think, continue till 20 minutes always leads to some level of something. It might not be some huge cataclysmic awakening, but it's, sometimes it is, but sometimes it's just touching, getting close, touching next to, touching into something that is real, something that is true. And just, whoa, you feel it. You feel like, wow, I just touched onto something that is true. And guys, that's the stuff. The answer to the pain is in the pain. When we sit with what has happened, what we have done, what has been done to us, where we have felt like tremendous victims, and it's, we need that love that someone can hear us and to say, I see you. When we have felt like we need to own our part because we did something that we are now projecting our resentment onto others because we know how we feel about ourselves. All those just intricate realities of being human, which we all experience. We get to that place in our journal speak and we have the chance to set ourselves free. And sometimes that freedom is going to be so minute on the day to day to day, on almost every day nothing happens, that you will become frustrated and say, oh, this isn't enough, this isn't happening fast enough, or did that even matter? I promise you, you just have to take my word for it, as I am evidence, it matters. It's working. I cannot tell you how many people, especially I observe on my Journal Speak community on Facebook, where they come into the community new and in complete despair. And their first post is, this is what's happening to me. These are my symptoms. This is how I feel. I'm totally lost. I'm totally frustrated. I'm totally hopeless. And people pile on in this beautiful puppy pile and tell that new person, you got this. It's amazing. Every single time it happens, and my, you know, my hands to my heart of my appreciation for all of you guys supporting one another, because I can't do this alone. But anyway, so that's where it starts. And then I watch that person ride the tide of their resistance and their ups and their downs and their relapses, if you will, because they get a pain flare after their pain had been gone, and then they lose hope, and then the community lifts them up again. And then watching them arrive to this place where they're posting, I am pain-free. I am officially no longer a person who I consider in chronic pain. My symptoms that I used to have, I barely notice them, or they're completely gone. Or when they come up, I just say, oh, love, thanks for sharing, and they go away. I'm watching this transformation every single day. It can be you. But the only way it can be you is if you can embrace what I'm saying today, which is we must do hard things. We must do the practice, 20 minutes followed by 10 minutes of loving kindness meditation. You certainly can go longer, and you can certainly do it twice a day, which is what Dr. Sarno used to recommend, but I don't want to overwhelm people. So if you can just do this once a day and give yourself this gift, you are on your way to unlocking that jail cell. You are on your way to personal freedom. Whatever your issue is, maybe your issue is chronic physical pain of some variety, fibromyalgia, migraines, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. Maybe it's irritable bowel syndrome. Maybe it is migraine disorders or anything with the head or facial pain, occipital neuralgia. Maybe it's pelvic pain of any variety. Maybe it's skin disorders. Maybe it's chronic fatigue. Maybe it's the symptom of the autoimmune disorder that you have been diagnosed with. Maybe it is emotional depression, anxiety. Maybe it's difficulty swallowing, unexplained chest pains. I can't tell you how many symptoms I have seen resolve completely with a dedicated Journal Speak practice and belief and immersion in this work. So whatever owns you, even if it's just your concept of self, your limitations that you have imposed on yourself, your body image, whatever owns you, you can be free, but it takes hard work, but it works if you work it. So that's the message I really want to carry for you today, that if the answer to the pain is in the pain, let's go there. Let's go in to the pain and ask, the answer is in here. Can I know it? Can you share with me the answer? The pain will speak to you. But you know, one more thing I want to say about trust. I don't know if I'm quoting this directly, so, you know, don't hate me if I'm kind of messing it up. But I remember when I was like a little kid, one of my mother's favorite books to read to me was The Little Prince. And there's a part in The Little Prince, if I recall correctly, where he is looking around his little planet and he meets a fox. And the fox is not just running up to him into his arms, and the little prince is a little sad about that, and he wants the fox's love and trust and attention, and the fox is very timid. And the fox says to him in all its wisdom, well, you need to tame me. You can't just expect me to run into your arms. You need to tame me. And the little prince is confused because he wants instant gratification. He wants the fox to be his pet. And the fox says, well, I'm a fox, though. I need to be tamed. You need to show up every day. And you need to be gentle, and you need to kind of crouch down and be patient with me. But if you show up every day, little by little, I will be tamed by you. And, you know, like I said, whether I'm exactly reporting that correctly, what it meant to me in my memory and as a child, it was about trust. It was about showing up for yourself every day. Every day, gently and lovingly, whether you kind of want to or not, showing up for yourself, because it might not happen overnight, depending on how damaged and traumatic this past has been for you, this life has been for you, parenting, the parenting you received or the relationships you've been in or, you know, whatever lot was handed you in this life, sometimes it takes a while to tame your heart, to be trusted again, to come back into your whole mind, body, spirit and say, we're all here together. It takes a minute. But the reason for journal speak is it is an incredibly powerful vehicle to that end, to show up for yourself day to day and to know that you can learn to trust yourself again. It is powerful and it really, really works. And I am evidence that it does. And so are thousands and thousands of you. And I hope that this maybe opens your mind and relaxes your resistance a little bit today. Okay, I think that's good for today, but I do want to say if you're enjoying this podcast and you support my podcast with your heart and with your actions, could you go over to iTunes and rate and review it, please? If you feel that it's awesome, give it a 5-star review and maybe, you know, rating rather, and maybe write a couple lines about what it means to you, because the more ratings and reviews the podcast gets, the more iTunes will suggest it to people. And I just want the global community to know that this work is an option, that when we listen to podcasts like Brené Brown, who gets, you know, of course, millions and millions and millions of listens, and she's interviewing an emotions researcher who says, if we don't feel our feelings, they make us sick. I have the answer of how to feel your feelings. A really, really effective answer. And I want people to know that it's there for them. So, okay, I love you. Happy quarantine. Shelter in place. Stay home and protect yourself and your family and all of us. And until next time, this has been The Cure for Chronic Pain with me, Nicole Sachs. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.